Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
I'm not going to badmouth Craftsman, but I hope they hear this broadcast and bring their forging plant back to America.
Absolutely. WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. Maybe a little duct tape and some baling wire, and you're set to go, baby.
We're joined on the line with Mark Andahl, founder of the Made in America store. And if you missed his story, you can go back and listen to it in our archives. Just a fabulous story. But at the Made in America store, one of the things he features is his own, basically, Take Anywhere barbecue kit. Tell us about your the
All-American Grill.
Yeah, we've got the brand new All-American Grill. I came up with it last year, got it ready for this Memorial Day, and it's 20 pounds. It's a little less than 20 pounds. It's all stainless steel 304. You know, it's the forever grill, but it's compact. There's no loose parts, and it looks like a drum when you start. You take out the one pin, and it becomes this little fire ring grill with a rotator on top that you can raise or lower or swing out of the way to check your temperature. You can put wood and charcoal in it at this point. I do got a burner that I'm making because I want it 100% made in our country. So you'll have a burner coming soon for a 1 pound or a 20 pound tank. But it's great for RVing or camping or apartments, condos. It's so compact, and you know, the country loves to cook. You know, that's an American thing. So this little grill, you can check it out at madeinamericastore.com. We actually have a little video on our website. But it's real neat, and it's just top quality.
Well, it was actually the grill that made us stop in front of your booth. Hey, that's perfect.
Oh, right?
Yeah, and it's got those little cutouts all around, patriotic cutouts, USA, American flag. It's really stars. It's cool.
Yeah, and it's been doing good, you know, lately. So it's one of our things we try to make. You know, General Welding and Fabricating, my company's still open. We're still going strong. You know, skilled workers, such a shortage in this country. I try to work with the schools. We need a culture change. We need parents and guidance counselors to make it okay to work with your hands. So I'm always trying to promote, you know, welding or plumbing. Them are, you know, we need these jobs, and it's going to be the number one problem to blow, you know, to grow this country. We got to get these kids thinking again and that can-do spirit again.
Got to get them away from the video games and off the game players and the game consoles and get them out, you know, like I said, being constructive and contributing. You bet.
Thinking. Yeah.
You betcha. Being creative. And being around the kind of an environment that you're generating, you know, it just fosters additional innovations and inspirations. You know, it's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, we support entrepreneurism and inventing. America, what's great about America is Americans, you know, and we – you like to think, but we kind of got negative, and we got to get positive and get that, you know, dream again. I always said we've been to the moon. There's nothing we can't do, right?
10-4.
If somebody's listening to this broadcast, and they are like you, they've got their own garage shop, and they're out there working in it right now, and they're putting something together, how would they get you to put their product on your shelf?
Yeah, you can visit us. I try to help, and we have 4 stores now in Buffalo, west of New York. And we try to help inventors get, you know, marketing is 95% of the game. So we allow you to, you know, get in our store. You can look at, go right to our website, and there's ways to get a hold of us, info@madeinamericastore.com. But you got to, you know, every American house should have a garage on it, right?
Yeah.
So people are thinking, and that's how I started, a Rector Set kid, and, you know. My mother always laughs. I took a lot of batteries apart, ruined her rugs and things, you know. She put up with a lot.
And Mark, you mentioned that everything, you spend 25 hours per item checking to make sure that every aspect, the materials, the packaging, everything is American made. So anybody who wanted to approach you would need to know that everything will be checked out in that.
Yeah, and you know, and that's hard. You know, we understand everybody can't be 100%. You know, the Federal Trade Commission says 50-50. You can bear the name Made in America. Our concept, our core value was 100%. You know, Made in America. And that's what gained me a lot of publicity. And, you know, they trust me. They know I was real to this. But, yeah, so when you come in, but we've had a lot of people channel locked in our store. People change their products, you know, if it's one screw or two to be in our store. But, you know, at least you can look at our site and see the people that are trying. We don't have anything electronic or takes a battery, which is sad in the United States of America. But at the show this year, at the National Hardware Show, I found the first light bulb is going to be in our store, the first screwdriver, and Channel Lock this fall is going to be making a screwdriver again, 100% made in this country. But a lot of people don't realize how out of balance we became. And there's a great new film I'd like everybody to take a look at called The American Made Movie. It's a documentary film. It's on video on demand now. We were blessed to be part of it. And we're an inspiration. It shows where America was after World War II, the great country we were, where we are today, and what we need to do for our children's future.
And I didn't realize that there was only a 50-50 requirement there.
That,
but somebody that is having a hard time trying to finish their product because they need American-made parts or components, this store is your answer to at least starting as a starting point on where to find those. That's Mark Andahl, Made in American Store. It's a Made in American story. And a great, just like every, you know, everything, that there's its ups and its downs, there's trials, there are tribulations, and they are very happy to see them being successful.
That's a fantastic
four
success
story. I see more.
I think their goal is to have one in every state.
It should.
Yeah, I was thinking we might open the one here.
That would be fantastic to be
able to. We all have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Find it so inspiring. It just makes you proud to be an American. It's a way you can contribute and to support our own country and put people back to
and
work,
not only,
buy our own products.
Not only him to come up with that innovation, but the people that he's supporting and the 6,500 products that he's got in his stores right now and all of the people that are associated with that and the jobs that are being created and generated. Man, that's just so cool.
Big.
MadeInAmericaStore.com. Bookmark it. It should be everyone's homepage.
Everybody. Well,
behind Rosie on the house. You can have two tabs open. I'll have to teach you that trick.
Okay.
Made in America.